Welcome back. Here we are again.
Yeah, and I get to start today with a parade of techniques.
Lucky you.
I know. So we've got a student who's got a great house. I mean, it's a marvelous house. And it's only had one showing, like in a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks. So, oh, so much cool. So fun. We got on. Everyone put the address in. And we said, ooh, shuffle the photos. Take this out. Hey, it looks like it's on a busy street. We don't want to do that. So then we went to the comments and we said, ooh, use ChatGPT. She said, I did. And we said, we don't like the way this is written. Let's change this up. So this whole team worked on making it saleable. And now here comes the parade of techniques.
Yes.
Do you have showing time? Yes. Well, did you know that you can find out which agents showed a property near your listing?
Oh, that's good.
Whether it's in the school district with the square footage, in the zip code, in the municipality, there's all kinds of search parameters. And maybe they showed it before your property was even on the market, and that buyer hasn't bought and doesn't know your property's on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you called or video texted every agent using that Showing Time app? And now I have instructions. It's only 3 steps. You want them?
Yes.
Okay, so step one, I got to look at my notes. Go to Showing Time and hit report, R-E-P-O-R-T. Then number two, activities on comparison properties. Activities on comparison properties. Step three, you can put in your criteria. So this is where you would say, I want the zip code, this school district, this number of bedrooms, this price point, whatever. Set your location, your date range. And then step four, hit submit. And then you'll need to come up with a plan. Are you going to call those agents? Are you going to send them a postcard? Are you going to do a video text? So anyway, I love that idea. So
me too.
What a smart group.
Yeah. So, does this phrase ring a bell? I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
I think you're older than me.
Okay.
I think that's a black and white movie. And DeMille was...
Sunset Boulevard.
Okay, yeah.
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 Well,
film noir.
How would you like to be the star of your own movie? Well, here's how it happened. I love this idea. Client appreciation night. Rent the movie theater. Get some vendors. Now, one of our students does a client appreciation party at a bowling alley.
Sure, yeah.
And she loves that because she gets to go from table to table to table and talk to everybody.
Talk to everybody.
But in a movie theater, it's difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because they're either coming in or going out. So here's how you get to be part of the experience.
Okay.
She created a video.
Oh,
thanking everybody
and
welcoming them. And it played in between the preview of coming attractions and the feature. And there she was, a movie star. I thought that was a great idea.
Sure is.
That's my parade.
I like it.
All done. How about Ask the
Experts?
All right,
I got an Ask the Experts question. So did you know that in Iowa, there is a postcard campaign getting people, asking people if they had a transaction between this time and that time to join the class action suit against real estate.
And I did not know that.
And the big companies, yeah. I think it's going to say anywhere, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so anywhere, anyway, postcard campaign. So it might be coming to your town too. And so here's, you know, she was, the question was like, I don't even know if this is an Ask the Experts question, but this is what's happening. I'm working on keeping my attitude right. And I'm, you know, kind of trying to figure out what people are going to say. And I went, ding, yes, this is an Ask the Experts question. And we should all hear it. We should all be ready to answer the question about all this lawsuit stuff, all these commission stuff. Are we colluding? Are we charging too much? Last week, the Department of Justice decided they should be the ones that help determine whether we're charging the right amount. It's like, holy cats, I can't wait till they get to attorneys and start deciding which attorneys are worth $100 an hour and which are worth $500 an hour.
Okay, before you speak for the Department of Justice, make sure you read what they actually said.
Okay, so this is what all I saw was the headline.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's the point. Practice a dialogue. Decide what you're going to say. And then we went around the horn and everyone gave advice. I think I would say this. I think I would say that. So you're going to choose what you want to say, but let's be prepared. Let's have a little canned little action statement going that gives us some empowerment. So here's the little fragments that we heard. Yeah, there were some people that felt like they weren't communicated with correctly. And if anything didn't apply to our transaction, you know, that's not true, because I feel like I talk to you every other day. I know you feel the same way. Some people feel they were deceived, but I know that's not you, because you know our relationship. Our attitude is, what are these people doing? There's a lot of untrained co-brokes. I hope they're hurting our industry. Because as you know, I went through all the disclaimers and all the forms and explained everything to you. Geez, it's hard to believe. But, you know, that's the way lawsuits are. We don't know if it's just or unjust at this point. Anyway, just some thoughts. Perhaps you have a thought to add. But, you know, what are you going to say? Because you might be asked. And I think our attitude has everything to do with how our clients, potential clients, prospects, friends, family, look at this lawsuit. I know. Well, they say being in the news is good, even if it's, you know, if it's a bad issue, at least everybody's thinking about it. I don't know.
Wow.
What are your thoughts?
I'm thinking, what a coincidence, because Maya asked the experts questions about the very same thing.
Oh, well, what a coincidence. Aren't you glad we don't talk about this in advance?
In more of a practical application.
Well, okay.
Because here was the question.
I thought I had a practical application. Okay.
I'm usually not going through the buyer agency contract until a showing. So, how and when do you present buyer agency?
Okay.
And I thought that was great. Now, the first answer was, our state law requires that you go through agency before you give any information out.
At the first substantial, this is National Association of Realtors too, the first substantial conversation. So even talking about money, talking about down payment,
right,
earnest money, anything. Anyway, and continue.
Because the lawsuit question is all about, how is the buyer agent going to be compensated?
Right.
That's really the issue. It isn't the fact that we're colluding or overcharging or inflating. It's eventually, you know it, commissions are going to be decoupled. They already are, in the very real sense.
Thank you for your
opinion. We'll see where all this shakes out.
Oh, yes, of course, you're right, and there's only one way this is going to shake out. I don't know. It doesn't matter how it shakes out. It'll shake out the way it shakes out, but anyway.
The practical application immediately is, how do you make sure you get paid when you work with a buyer? Because you don't want to work for nothing.
Yeah, so have them sign a buyer representation agreement.
So I text the buyer agency agreement and all the paperwork they need to have up front to their phone.
Okay.
In one state, they have two options, to be either represented or do everything on their own. And if they're doing things on their own, I'm just a door opener. I can't even answer questions or give them any advice. So which way would you want to go? What does Floyd say? CITO or NOGO? CITO or no go? Either come into the office, meaning meet me somewhere publicly.
Right.
First of all, because I have to by law. But second, it just makes sense for safety reasons. We never meet a stranger at a house for the first time.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. 90% of the people whom I required to meet with me before we went and showed a house said, after I went through everything, this is the how you buy a house timeline, the step-by-step. They said, oh my God, I never knew any of this. You're the first agent who's ever sat down and explained all this to me. And they became my most loyal customers. Boy, they stick with me like glue. I end up, when I CITO people first and go through the agency, I have fewer problems with my deals. I do it on Zoom or any of the Zoom-like platforms, because there's plenty of them. Send the consumer guide plus the agency through Dotloop to them, because on Dotloop you get a timestamp that proves when you did it. Oh, that's so smart. And I just call it the administrative BS forms. So either do it at the property or before the offer, but do it because your license is at stake. How about this? Attach it to all your emails with them. For safety, for office policy, get a photo of their driver's license before you go out and show houses. So that's what this buyer agency contract is shaking out to be. We got to be more careful than ever, protect ourselves, protect our license, and in the process, we're going to protect our business.
All right, so I'm going to throw this in because I said it, I think, on every call today. Whatever happens, here's the attitude you got to have. We were born for this market. You know, let the people that want to do three deals a year get out of business. We don't need them. We don't need 1.6 million people with a real estate license. I only need my share. So you keep your head down, you have your conversations, you work with nice people, and you do right by them. You serve them. You use all your skills, all your dialogues, all your negotiating power to serve them. And when you provide service in excess of what payment received you will, what payment you will receive, all good things happen, and they will tell others. Floyd always said, you don't need them all. I think this is the perfect time to remember that. So stop thinking scarcity. Start thinking, raise my standards, tighten my CTOs, communicate like crazy.
What was the other thing he said that relates directly to, oh, that's right, listings
are the name of the game. Woohoo!
You don't have to worry about all this stuff. Just go get some more listings.
Have a good week.